Hispanidad Radio.
Indire, Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Radio Show.
Hi there. This is your preferred Indire program, giving you the best of independent music artists and labels across Europe. And today's episode is hosted at Radium in Castres, southwestern France. Although maybe mostly known for its rugby team, Castres is also the cradle of many very interesting creations. Today we're going to roam around Castres, as close as Noailhac or Lautrec, and as far as Toulouse. For that, we have the best team you can get with Annika, Victoria and Vilja. They gathered in our studios to bring you what and who they found, talk about their music, their inspirations, how it connected them and why it's so important to spread it out across your stations. You're listening to Indire on more than 35 radio stations in Europe.
Hello everybody, welcome to our radio show from Annika.
From Austria.
Victoria from Lithuania.
Vilja from Finland.
We three internationals are now in Castres, so welcome to Castres. Castres is a little town in the south of France, in the region of Tarn.
Today we're gonna represent artists from the Occitanie region. And what artists do we have today, Vilja?
Today we have firstly Michel Thor, Snell, and last but not least Corentin Crelier.
Vilja, are you ready to tell our audience who is the first artist of today?
Yes, so today we will hear first from Sean, also known as Michel Thor, and we will listen to his song, Edinburgh, and we will also hear about his newest project from album Urban Peace.
My name is Jean, I'm from France, and I've been doing music for about, probably 10 years now. And my main project, I guess the one we're talking about, is a project called Michel Thor, when I basically do any kind of guitar music, guitar and vocal music. Basically, I've been doing music with different projects, and basically, every time I change the style, I change the name. Yeah, I have different names, like, depending on if I'm doing, like, electronic music, or experimental improvised stuff, or, like, full-on noise music. And Michel Thor, I guess, is the more like accessible part, I guess, is what the one that would actually show people more on a bigger scale.
Why
Michel Thor is, I guess,
the name Michel Thor?
The reason is because of my big brother, who I've done music with as well, especially in the band Hysterie. And basically, it's because of there's an old French and singer and accordion player called Michel Thor.
T-O-R-R.
We were trying to always find funny sounding band names. And basically that's how Michel Thor got stuck. Like, I like the idea of like referencing this old-timey French accordion player, and also, you know, the God of Thunder.
Under this name, your last cover are the Urban Pieces, and Vilja, you have listened to them. How did you find them? And just tell us a little bit about that.
I found it very interesting, the idea of that you're presenting like 10 different cities. But I would like to know, what was the idea behind this?
Funnily enough, the concept came after I've done a couple of these tracks. I think the first one I did was Berlin, the last official track. And I did that one from a memory of when I went to play in Berlin with Hysterie. And it was a very speedy and short time. And I wanted to make a song about it and to like to honor that memory and also to honor the tradition of German psychedelic music. From there, I started to think about how to make use those memories and translate them into music. And of course, the first one, the first ones that came to mind were Edinburgh, where I went with my now wife, and which was a very very lovely moment. And then also when I visited Mayotte to see my mother, and all these moments led to creating those songs. And for and I didn't realize, but I already had a concept album.
I would next like to know what were the difficulties during the project and how did you solve them?
It was mostly just the limitations of my medium, basically. I can only have so much stuff around me. I don't have a drum set in my little flat. So I have to use the programmation and whatever I can to make it work.
Like, so you're making the music band just for yourself or also for somebody else?
Well, it's funny because, like, obviously I'm doing it for myself because I'm fairly modest. I don't like do gigs a lot. I mean, I would like to, but I don't show it off that much in public. So it's mostly more like a process for me to express myself in music. But obviously, you're always doing music, and whenever you do art, you're always happy to hear that people appreciate it. I especially was happy that I've had a decentish reception of my album around the people that listened to it, and people that talked about it to me. I really appreciated that. I think it kind
do
of
you
shows,
already have a next idea for a next project, or are you already working for a next project?
So I'm working on a new project called Aura with a different of mine, and it will be more of a metal expedition, like working in like drone and heavier sounds, like bands like Deftones and also heavier bands like Boris, doom metal bands, just like heavy stuff. But yeah, something fairly different. But then again, I feel like it's kind of coherent with what I've been doing before. It's just that I found a very different way of working with Lucy, the person I'm making the band with.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been bringing amazing influences and a different way of working, which fit perfectly with mine. And we've been jamming and making noise and working on this project for a little less than a year, and we are very, very happy and very, very hyped to continue working on it and show the world what we can do.
Which instruments are you playing?
I'm kind of awkward about this question because it feels like I'm bragging, which I'm really not. But I play the guitar, the bass, synth, saxophone, and violin. Those mm-hmm. are, like, I guess, the main five. In Aura, it's definitely guitar and mm-hmm. synth. And obviously, I sing whenever I can. and then afterwards, it's like more like using digital audio workstations with like piano and other instruments of that. I miss drumming, I guess, because since I don't have a drum set, I don't have the opportunity to drum as much. But I do drum whenever I can as well.
And when have you learned to play all these instruments?
Okay, that's a bit of a long story. I started the violin when I was about six years old. And I've learned the violin for most of my childhood. And then I learned the bass, like in a music school for like 3 years. And from that, a cover band that was set up by the music school that I was part of, I managed to discover basically rock music and play rock music, because before that I was only playing classical music and it was kind of boring me because violin is a very hard instrument. Violin, not that there's anything wrong with classical music, mind you, but violin is a very hard instrument to perfect, and I was definitely not good, especially when I was a child. And it was very frustrating to hear those beautiful classical musics, those beautiful classical pieces, and then I was playing them, and I wasn't playing them well, and it was kind of frustrating, which meant I couldn't really enjoy what I was doing. And then when I started to play covers of, like, U2, not necessarily bands I liked, U2, Arctic Monkeys, and playing the violin on it, like, starting to use distortion pedals, I started to have fun with it. from then I started a new, my first band, and then from there I started to learn the other instruments, and that kind of came and went to the me wanting to explore more. I guess the most important album I've ever listened to that kind of brought all of my taste to a new level, I guess, was the album Feedbacker by the Japanese band Boris, which is a very long psychedelic piece of like noisy metal music. It's absolutely wonderful. It's very vivid. It's incredible. It's got a solo in the middle that's like absolutely masterful. And listening to bands like that, discovering more and more stuff like that, led to me discovering more and more. And I keep going now, even now, because I feel like that's what's awesome about music.
Indire, independent radio exchange network.
An amazing artist who is making amazing music. But now, we were listening to something completely else. Viktorija, with who you had made an interview?
I made interview with artist Neil, who is creating techno music. And you will hear her song, Cutting Night. And you will understand why she's Neil. How you would represent yourself?
I'm Louise. My nickname is Snail, and I am a music artist, DJ, and producer in Toulouse. And I study law a lot. So I think I have like an ambivalent profile, and it's really fun. I think it expresses myself. Voilà.
Okay, and why Snail? Why your nickname is Snail?
Snail, do you know what? It's yeah. Yes, it's like escargot in French. And it's my phobia. I hate it. Really hate it. It's like Batman. I took my phobia and I make it something cool. I wanted to take a name that is personal to me. So, Snail.
Okay, and how did you start create music?
Last year, it was kind of a complicated year because of my study and the family situation. So I had to find something to escape all of this. I wanted to do my own music that it represents myself and express myself in parties for sharing the music I like.
Do you have people who support you?
Yes, I have a crew. The name of my crew is Soror Collective. We are 8 women, 6 based in Toulouse, and 1 in Bordeaux and 1 in Paris. It's my biggest support because we do everything together.
How do you imagine yourself in the future? Like being a musician and being the law, or maybe both?
I would like to be both. Law is not just a study. It's a mindset. I want to help people, so I don't want to forget that aspect of my life. I think it can be really fun to do both.
And do you have some routine before your performance? What are you doing before, like few hours or maybe in the morning? Did you like practicing or you just drinking coffee, taking your time in the shower? How it is?
It depends if I have time or no. But yes, I try to practice and I smoke before I go for relax.
Okay. And why techno? Because like your friend was creating it and you like it, or what is the reason? Why techno music?
I think there is like two type of techno in my mind. There is like a techno CH and techno with a K. Techno CH is like what is in the club, and techno with a K it's like in the free party.
And how did you discover techno?
By going in free party.
Do you remember your first free party?
Yes.
The, who you went, when?
Yes.
It was, how old you was?
Yes, I was like 17, almost 18. It was before the baccalaureate. And I came with my friend, my best friend at the time. We were a crew of girls, like 5 or 6. And we went to a small free party, like un calage, but it was really fun because when you are not a lot, you talk to everybody. So, and it was raining and windy, but it's okay. I stay in front of the sound like all night, and I understand why I was there. It's like a place out of time, and I really like it. It's more than a night, it's like an experience, I think.
And your music names are so interesting. How did you choose the name for your songs?
The first one was Deep Acid. It's really stupid, so I just take a deep acid and it was my first time, so I'm really bad at name. And the second is Salade de Clap. I found the music kind of not stupid but funny. I wanted to find a funny name. The third music was Amer Béton. It's the name from a movie, French animation movie, and I have a history with it, so I wanted to do a song about this movie, so I take small moments and I make music with it. And the last one, it's All Time, and I take the picture. It was at the exact same place that I go in free party last week. Exact same place, and it was the last time I went to free party before I go back this week. So I want to call it All Time for a good time that is happening before.
And what would you say to the younger yourself? Would she believe that you are creating music now? How do you think?
It's really fun because with my crew, we have a radio residence. We like play music at the radio and we talk also. And when I go to the radio, always wonder what I am doing here. Because 1 year ago, I didn't doing music like at all, so I was like, okay. And it's really fun because it's the Wednesday, and the Wednesday morning I am a teacher in law for the university. So the morning I'm teacher, and the afternoon I record on the radio like techno. It's really weird in my mind to see that I can do both in one day. And because last year I was just studying and I didn't have like any real hobbies, now I'm never bored, and that is really cool. It's like a place to be safe for me. If I will spoke to my younger myself, I will say that one day I will be calm. Because I have a lot of energy. I'm kind of hyperactive. It's not I'm not hyperactive, okay? It's a way to speak.
What was your parent react when you told them that you're creating techno? Did they like it? Did they listening your music? Did they coming to your events or something? How it is?
They never came for now. I think they want to. And my mother asked me to send her my SoundCloud account to listen to it. And I think they listen time to time. And I didn't know that, but my father liked techno. I didn't know. And he said to me that he really enjoyed it.
That's so nice that your parents are so supportive and be listening techno, because you're creating that. It's so amazing.
Yes. They say to me that they are proud of it. I think they don't think it's really serious, but I think that they understand that it's important for me.
And what would you say for the young artist like you?
I think it's I will talk mostly for the girls and gender minority, because I think that they are kind of invisible in the music world. So to not be afraid to try, it's cool to try, like at least you try, and failing, it's okay, it's not really a big deal. And not be afraid of men, because we don't give a fuck.
So thank you, Louise Snail, for the interview. It was so interesting to meet you
thank
and
you,
hear
Victoria.
About you.
Thank you, Victoria.
We'll be right back.
That was wonderful. I really feel like dancing after all this techno. Amazing. And thank you for Snail and Victorisha. Next, we will hear from Annika and her interview. Annika, would you like to tell us more?
No. But maybe. I have made an interview with Corentin Grelier. I have made this interview in a wonderful little coffee shop. We were talking French, so you only will hear the translation, I'm sorry. But after this interview, we're listening to the song Funambule. That's French, yes, you have heard right. Funambule means tightrope walker in English. Enjoy the interview!
Alors, je m'appelle Corentin Grelier. Je suis chansonnier, c'est-à-dire que j'écris des chansons et je...
My name is Corentin Grelier. I'm a chansonnier.
Voilà, je suis
I write
français,
songs, I play guitar and I sing. I'm French, born in France in 1990.
Je sais pas trop, je suis quelqu'un
Who am
qui
I?
Cherche,
I'm someone who's looking for ways to be honest with the world around me and how to tell it all.
Et comment raconter tout ça?
Et depuis quand tu fais de la musique?
Je fais de la musique depuis que j'ai 15 ans, à peu près. Ouais. Maintenant, j'en ai 33.
I've been making music since I was about 15. I'm now 33.
Moi, je joue de la guitare. Mais je m'en sers, c'est vraiment pour écrire des chansons. Enfin,
I play guitar and I use it to write songs. I use it to find my chords and my melody. I use it to make a carpet on which I can roll out my stuff. But I'm not a guitarist capable of doing a solo. I'm not capable of playing a lot of styles. It's to do my songs. And that's about it. And I can play the pen and the notebook.
Et du cahier. J'ai fait un album solo parce que j'avais toujours joué en groupe avec plein d'autres musiciens, musiciennes.
I did a solo album because I'd always played in a group with lots of other musicians. It's always the same thing. Groups last 2 or 3 years and then they stop for some reason. I was always the one who wrote the lyrics and the music. I was fed up with it and I felt I was working for nothing. Going solo allows me to see if things can work on my own and to have a lineup that can take on musicians if I want, but not a group that won't last in the long term. And also to prove to myself that playing alone is something that works and is worth something.
Pour me prouver que les chansons seules et moi seul, ça valait quelque chose, on va dire.
Ton dernier album est sorti en mars. Comment est-il né?
Il est né de justement l'envie de, après l'album solo, de partir
the
de chansons.
Was d'autres born chansons, mais d'autres out of a desire to take some guitar vocal songs, have some musician friends listen to them and see what they can come up with in terms of arrangements with other instruments. And instead of doing it alone, I wanted to try it out with a group of people and make it sound good. If it makes pretty music, you go from a single guitar vocals to something bigger with bigger arrangements. It's not just words, it's also timbres, musical colors and other instruments.
Des timbres d'instruments différents, tout ça.
Et pourquoi l'album s'appelle-t-il De Plume et d'eau?
Parce que en français, c'est, je ne sais pas si c'est une expression, mais on peut dire que les humains, on est constitués de chair. De la chair, c'est et d'os.
In French, we say that humans are made of flesh and bone. I'm very fond of birds, and instead of talking about flesh, I've used feathers. It's the sky, the connection to the stars, something bigger. Bones are what you put in the ground when you die, when you're buried. It's a link between the earth's roots and the sky.
Quand tu meurs, quand on t'enterre, et le lien entre nos racines, la terre, le terrestre, des humains et l'esprit et l'âme qui est plus aérien et tout ça, quoi.
Dans ton château, il y a beaucoup de textes poétiques. C'est pourquoi
Essayer de raconter des choses simples, mais de les tourner que
trying to tell simple stories using words that are closed and not pretty, but turning them around in an aesthetic way. It opens windows. If you make a political song, it's not easy to make it sound pretty. It's a way of embellishing and lifting the restrictions of language.
Ouais, enfin voilà, c'est faire des fenêtres pour que ça soit pas restreint.
Quelles ont été les difficultés rencontrées pour l'album de Plume et d'eau et comment les avez-vous résolu?
Oh putain, on en a eu beaucoup et on les a résolus difficilement pour certaines. Enfin, on avait en tête.
We've had a lot of problems and we've solved them with great difficulty. We've had a lot of problems in the studio with recording, sleeving and mastering. I can't recount them all, but we solved them by persevering. Each time we were too committed to the process to give up. We found a solution to each problem by taking a different route.
Ah bah à chaque fois, il y a ce problème-là, pouf, on va faire autrement que rester bloqué à vouloir faire comme ça. On va passer par un autre chemin pour résoudre le truc.
Combien de temps ça fait, tu fais cet album?
On l'a enregistré, c'était très long et, parce qu'on a eu plein de problèmes, de difficultés. On l'a enregistré en... En juin...
We're recording the album in the studio in June 2021. There was the mixing, the mastering, the problems, the press agent, the bad orders, etc. It took a long time, but I'm happy that it's out. It took a long time, but I'm glad it's out now and I can finally get on with other things.
Et comme ça, voilà, il est pour vous et moi, je m'occupe d'autre chose.
I make music for myself and for the rest of the world.
Pas encore assez. J'aimerais en faire de plus en plus.
I still don't do enough concerts. I'd like to do even more. Go as far as possible. Sing my little songs to as many people as possible.
Plus de gens possible.
As-tu déjà un nouveau projet musical?
Oui. Oui, j'ai 15 chansons à peu près prêtes pour faire un autre album. Maintenant, voilà, ça peut être très...
I've already got a new musical project. 15 songs ready to make another album. Of course, it may take a long time to come up with something that people can listen to. It will always be in French, always poetic lyrics. But as for the musical color, I'm not sure yet.
Je suis un inutile, perdu dans l'univers. Je trempe mon pinceau dans le fond de l'espace. Je me cherche une place pour moi et mon corbeau. Mais toutes sont banales, mais toutes sont virgules. Je suis un funambule qui va de fil en fil. Je suis un funambule qui va de fil en fil. Je suis puis un volatile, et petit à petit, de nuage en nuage, je promène ma plume. Un nid, c'est une enclume pour l'oiseau de passage qui cherche son pays. Mais lequel est le bon? Je suis un vagabond qui va de ville en ville. Je suis un vagabond qui va de ville en ville. Je suis dans un jeu de qui, comme un chien d'ivrogne, les fées toutes tombaient, annulant la partie avant qu'elle soit finie. Après s'être essuyé en partageant une pomme, oui, les yeux dans les yeux, je suis un amoureux qui va de fille en fille. Je suis un amoureux qui va de fille en fille. Un imbécile perdu sous les étoiles, je trempe mon pinceau dans le fond de la tasse. Tu me fais de la place, je suis déjà parti. Mais j'ai payé ton verre sans faire de calcul. Je suis un funambule. Je suis un funambule qui va.
For listening our broadcast. Today with you was Viktorija from Lithuania,
Vilja from Finland,
and Annika from Austria.
See you soon.
Thank you. Dankeschön. Bis zum nächsten Mal.
Thank you. Merci. Kiitos. Nähdään ensi kerralla.
Adjö. Ir iki greito susitikimo vėl.
Thank you, Vilja, Viktorija, and Annika. It was Indire from Radium for the French network. Radio Campus France.
Radio Indire, Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Independent Radio Exchange Network. Featured song. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu.
This is Radium's selection for the featured song of this episode for the French network Radio Campus France. Jérôme Pinel has been around for quite some time now with several projects, including electronic music with his duo called JNMC et Inasesco. He's always been very active on stage, working with words and lyrics. In 2019, he was awarded World Champion of Slam Poetry in Paris among six dozens of other contestants. Today, he's presenting his new album called Un Autre Jour, Another Day, with this song, Les Avions, The Planes.
ces traînées blanches qui se promènent à ma fenêtre en dessinant d'étranges plans, d'étranges lettres. S'interroge cet écolier qui fuit l'œil de son maître en rêvant sur son banc. S'en vont-elles en vacances à la mer, à la montagne? Vont-elles faire un feu de camp avec des copains de plage? Ces avions qui créent l'horizon. Ces avions qui créent l'horizon. Où vont-elles ces traînées grises qui passent dans mon ciel en hurlant plus fort que les cris des sentinelles? S'interroge cet enfant qui s'agrippe à sa mère en passant près des fusils. S'en vont-elles encore écraser ma maison, mon école? Vont-elles raser mon décor jusqu'à plus rien sur le sol? Plus rien sur le sol.